people who are biting their fingers in fear.
Changing is not easy, but changing your life, changing habits, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
It's an experience. This is the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack on Active FM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Kairos Moment on Active FM. This is Pastor Jack Chirwa, the pastor of the Full Gospel Church in Johannesburg South in South Africa. Hallelujah. It's an honor once again to bring the word and to bring inspiration and encouragement to you. And I want to do a follow-up on the topic I brought last week on resilience, the ability to bounce back. But this morning, I want us to look at what makes you bounce back. What makes you bounce back? I want us to just start off by a prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We pray that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. I pray that you would minister to us now as we receive your word in Jesus' name. Now, the best example I can give in terms of an object that bounces back is a football or a soccer ball. So in your mind, I want you to imagine a soccer ball. And then we're going to, in terms of what makes you bounce back, we're going to look at what makes a soccer ball bounce back. And in looking at what makes a soccer ball bounce back, we're going to look at the composition of a soccer ball. What is it? What does it compose of that makes the soccer ball bounce back? Number one, the content of the ball. The content of the ball. What is inside the ball? The content will determine the bounce back. The measure of the content will determine the bounce back. Air pressure is often pumped into the ball. The ball must be full of air pressure in order to bounce back. A deflated ball cannot bounce back. Air pressure is one of those three factors affecting the duration of the bounce. So how long the ball bounces depends on how much air pressure there is in the ball. The question is, what is filling your life right now? What fills the ball is air pressure. But what fills your life that can make you call or cause you to bounce or not to bounce? And sometimes we fill our lives with so many things that are contrary to the word of God. And because we fill our lives with all these negative things, we are not able to bounce back when life hits us, when life gets tough, when we are down there. And we cannot get back up again because what fills us is a contrary to the word of God. Now, air or wind is symbolic of the spirit. When we talk about air that's in the ball, air is symbolic of the spirit. Air pressure is what empowers the ball to bounce back. As long as the ball is full of air, it will bounce back. And so what needs to be full in our lives is the Spirit of God. When we are full of the Holy Spirit is the one that makes it possible for us to be able to bounce back. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." So we need to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit in order to bounce back. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18, the Bible says, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." Be filled with the Spirit. Luke chapter 4 verse 1, the Bible says, "Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." So it's important for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. Today, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because that is what is going to determine your ability to bounce back. The second composition of the ball is the identity of the ball. What makes the soccer ball we see? What makes the soccer ball we see is the material from which it's made of. The soccer ball is made from rubber. It's made out of rubber, and that makes it possible to bounce back. It's not made out of wood, because otherwise it would not bounce back. It's not made out of steel, otherwise it would not bounce back. So what makes you, you, is what you think about you. I'll say that again. What makes you, you, is what you think about you. In Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7, Proverbs 23 verse 7, the Bible says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." As he thinks in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. So the way that we perceive ourselves becomes a reality of who we are. The way we perceive circumstances around us forms part of who we are. The thoughts and inclinations of the heart shape the reality of who you are. They shape your thinking, which will ultimately shape your actions. That is why what you think about matters, because it is forming the basis of who you will become. Hallelujah. So your mentality is based on what goes through your mind, what you're thinking about. Charles Spurgeon once said, "The mind can descend far lower than the body, for in it there are bottomless pits. The flesh can bear only a certain number of wounds and no more, but the soul can bleed in 10,000 ways and die over and over again." Mental illness is one that has affected so many human beings all over the world. And when we talk about your way of thinking, we're talking about your mentality. We're talking about mental health. And it's important for us to understand that sometimes mental illness is as a result of a physical disability of the brain, which sometimes can be treated by medication. But at the same time, mental illness can be as a result of demonic spirits. In Mark chapter 5, from verse 1, Jesus is confronted with a man who lived in the tombs. Now, any normal person will not make the cemetery their home. Clearly, there was something wrong with this man mentally. But I'm here to say to you that even if you're struggling mentally as a result of a brain disability, God can heal you. Even if you're struggling mentally as a result of a demonic oppression, God can set you free. Mental health is a hot topic in the world today. South African Mental Health Information Center published the following statistical analysis on their website, and I'm just going to read it out to you. According to the World Mental Health Survey of 2004, common mental disorders such as depression, anxiety disorders, substance use disorders are highly prevalent in Western and developing countries. Mental disorders tend to be chronic, strongly impair quality of life, cause excess mortality, and substantial societal costs. Major depression is the second disorder worldwide in terms of sicknesses. In fact, in South Africa, they've said that suicide is the second biggest cause of death in the country. And oftentimes, suicide is caused as a result of mental illness. Mental health is an important issue to address. And very quickly, I want to give you some scriptural solutions to mental illness. Number one, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, Philippians 4 verse 4, the Bible says, "Rejoice in all your circumstances. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice." Now, rejoice there doesn't mean we only rejoice when things are going well, but it also means that we rejoice when things are not going well. The Bible gives us a command to rejoice in all circumstances. And so you need to make a conscious decision to rejoice. Every time you get up in the morning, decide to rejoice. Every time you go to bed in the evening, decide you're going to be joyful. Hallelujah. Number two, in Philippians 4 and verse 6 and 7, the Bible speaks about being careful for nothing or being anxious for nothing. It says there, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So be anxious for nothing. The problem is many of us are anxious for something. We're anxious for so many things in our lives. When we go to bed, we can't fall asleep. Why? Because we are pondering and we are worrying and we are stressing about so many things. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, and in everything by prayer and supplication. So we need to bring those issues before God. We need to learn to offload issues on our minds that are stressing us. Bring them before the Lord. And once you put them before the Lord, you are anxious for nothing. You are not going to stress about it anymore. You are not going to pick up the issue again anymore. And then when you do that, the Bible says the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The third solution to mental illness is guard your heart. The third solution to mental illness is guard your heart. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So protect your heart. Protect your heart from negative thoughts. Protect your heart from negative anxieties. The next point that we'll look at in terms of examining a soccer ball is that the pressure or impact on the ball, is what makes the ball bounce. The ball has to be kicked in order for it to bounce. The ball pressure has to be exerted on the ball in order for the ball to bounce. It has to go down in order to bounce back up again. Some sort of pressure has to be exerted on the ball in order for it to bounce back and manifest its full potential. Sometimes we cannot manifest our full potential because we need to have pressure in our lives. The greater the pressure, the higher it bounces. Hallelujah. The greater the pressure, the higher it bounces. So whatever pressure you might be going through, I want you to know that if you're a child of God, the greater the pressure, the more you got to bounce back. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 1 and verse 11, Exodus 1 verse 11, the Bible says that so they appointed taskmasters over them to oppress them with hard labor. And they built for Pharaoh storage cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they oppressed them, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread out, so that they dreaded the sons of Israel. Hallelujah. The Egyptians used violence to compel the sons of Israel to labor. So the story there is told of the children of Israel in exile in Egypt. And Pharaoh and his people got insecure because of the strength of the Israelites. And they decided they were going to make their work difficult to remind them that the Egyptians were in charge. And so the Bible says that they oppressed them even more. But listen to this. The more they oppressed them, the children of Israel, the more they multiplied. The more they oppressed them, the more they multiplied. The more oppression or pressure is going to come into your life, I want you to know, the more you will bounce back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. The next point is the purpose of the ball. The purpose of the ball, and I'm going to end with that. The ball is meant to bounce back. The ball is created to bounce back. As long as it's functioning in its purpose, it will bounce back. As long as you're doing what you were created to do, you will always bounce back. As long as you take seriously God's purpose for your life, you will keep bouncing back. Jesus bounced back from the grave while fulfilling his assignment. Dying was part of what God called him to do. Romans 8 verse 11, the Bible says, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Hallelujah. So it was whilst he was performing and doing and fulfilling his Father's purpose for his life that he was able to bounce back. So you need to ask yourself the question, what is God's purpose for my life? What is God's assignment for my life? And as you pursue God's assignment for your life, bouncing back will never be an issue. Bouncing back from any negative situation will never be an issue. You will bounce back. Why? Because you are pursuing the purpose of God for your life. Hallelujah. I hope you've been inspired and blessed. I want to just pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the listener right now that you will give them the ability to bounce back, that you will give them the ability to overcome, that you will help them become all that you intended for them to be. I pray for those that are feeling depressed, that you will set them free from the spirit of depression. I pray for those that are struggling mentally, that you will set them free from any mental disorder in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak healing over them. I speak deliverance over them. I pray, Father, that you will set them free completely, that your hand of divine restoration will rest over their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the Kairos Moment on the Active FM. God bless you.
You give me purpose, my provider. And when my enemies surround me, got me tied up. When they throw me in the pit inside the fire, you are my God and my King and my Father. Light to my path in the darkness, hope in my heart. When they heartless falling, you reach out and caught us. You're the lover of my soul, love is flawless. They don't understand my God is keeping me high, I know they go low. Cause me, I know they so low. Cause my gyrant and my body, they to my nanny go. You are, you're my provider. Yeah, you're my provider. You are, you're my provider.